In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan reported 257 additional cases of COVID-19 for Wednesday. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says there were 7 additional deaths, bringing that total to 19,439. The state's had a total of 891,314 cases. In southwest Michigan, Berrien County was listed on Wednesday with 5 new cases for a total of 13,887 and 269 deaths. Cass County was listed with 5 new cases for a total of 4,782 and 71 deaths. And there were 3 new cases for the day in Van Buren County for a total of 6,655 and 116 deaths. A roughly $1 trillion infrastructure plan has been unveiled by the U.S. House Problem Solvers Caucus. Congressman Fred Upton tells us the plan was developed through meetings over the past several months. The problem solvers voted on it this week.
Our rules are 50% of the Republicans and 50% of the Democrats, so overall 75% of all of us vote for it. Then we're going to be forwarding this proposal on and working with the administration and seeing if we can't get this as an alternative to get off the dime and actually get a bill done that's bipartisan and actually does something as it relates to the infrastructure needs of the country.
Upton says he's hopeful the proposal could be in compromise after infrastructure talks between the White House and Republicans broke down. The package contains $518 billion for highways, roads, and safety, $64 billion for bridges, and $120 billion for Amtrak. It also includes $71 billion for the electric grid and $45 billion for broadband. It would be paid for with offsets to other spending. There are plans for a big development at the site of Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph Township. St. Joseph Township Manager Denise Cook tells us property owner John Nye submitted an informal letter to the township with a proposal for the 12-acre property off of Niles Road, just south of the city of St. Joseph.
He is proposing a PUD, a mixed-use PUD, with apartment buildings and a gas station with a convenience store and some restaurants.
Cook says the township board heard about the plan this week.
The township board was presented the letter from the planning commission, the recommendation, at their noon workshop, and there was no action needed by the township board at that point.
Cook says from here, Nye and his developers need to submit a formal proposal. It would then go back to the Planning Commission, which would review it and then make a recommendation to the Township Board of Trustees. Residents of a neighborhood adjacent to the property have petitioned against the possible development. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.